This week on Hot Couple Chronicles.
Literally 90% of the time I didn't know where my phone was.
We were walking somewhere all the
time. I lost my wallet for a while.
Our car started vibrating and the check engine light started blinking and beeping.
So we almost made it. We were an hour and a half away. We were on the opposite side of Daytona.
Yeah. So close.
And our car decided that it didn't want to cooperate. So. Yeah.
So
I pulled over at a dealership and so they could look at it in 3 hours and
lots of money.
Lots
but
of
we knew
money.
We were getting. They knew we were desperate. We were on,
yeah,
on
I
the
knew.
Way to vacation. Time just is weird there.
It really is.
Time
flies.
Is so weird. All of a sudden, and then all of a sudden it's nighttime.
And so we don't want to go to bed. So we're up until the sun comes up.
Yeah, because we don't want to miss 1 minute because it's the feeling is
we're so
welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on our adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Hot Couple Chronicle. Happy Wednesday.
We survived. We were here. We have moved to locations. As you can see, we're not at Secrets anymore.
No. We failed.
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 Dropped the ball this weekend.
I wouldn't say we dropped the ball. I feel like we...
Did what we always do. And we... lost our phones, put them away,
yes,
and then went running around the entire weekend.
Literally 90% of the time I didn't know where my phone was.
We were walking somewhere all the time.
I lost my wallet for a while.
Most of the time I didn't have a wallet. I was concerned in the back of my head. But
I had my debit card. I had my debit card.
So it worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. It was in the car the entire time. But it's been a weekend. It's been a weekend. As you can also see, we're not with the motherfucking Lees.
Nope.
We're not. It could have been good.
It could have. They had to go home on Sunday and we stayed down here. And
but that doesn't explain why we don't have a podcast with them because we were with them Thursday, Friday.
Because we're
Saturday.
Horrible content creators and podcasters.
We put our stuff away, threw it, we hid everything, threw it away, organized, and then just left.
We were busy all weekend.
The entire time.
You kept reminding me, like, we need to do a podcast. We need to do a podcast.
Weekend.
And I'm like, we'll get it. We'll get to it.
Yeah.
And we never got to it.
Yeah. As I said, we wouldn't. I knew it.
We're doing it right now. We got to it.
The only way we're going to be able to start doing podcasts at events is if we get there and do it the day before.
Yeah.
Or right away. As soon as we get there and put our stuff up and do it, because there's no way. It's like herding cats. They're everywhere.
Squirrels. Squirrels everywhere.
Squirrels, but you guys keep using that one.
Squirrels. Squirreling. Herding squirrels. Have you ever tried to herd squirrels?
So many times.
It's a lot like herding a whole bunch of swingers.
You know from...
from my squirrel herding days.
Herding days.
Yeah.
Back in your squirrel.
Yeah. It was a past life. I don't like to talk about it.
But yeah. So the podcast could have been really good. It could have been a good thing. But one day, maybe.
Yeah, we'll get them
one day, maybe.
In person one of these days. Yeah.
They offered to Zoom call, but we've done that before. We have done that so many times now, and it's nothing like in person.
No.
So.
I was really hoping
we really
to get their like raw reaction while they're still there.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we'll get there.
I know they had fun. It was a lot. It was a different group of people. It was a new group of people. And
yeah.
Never went to any of these events.
Yeah. It's very overstimulating and overwhelming.
And most of us know each other. So
it's
it's like a reunion.
It's To be fair, it's hard to go to things like, especially swinger society events, with us, because everybody there, we've already known for years.
At this point, secrets only, like the only reason why we go to secrets with swinger society once or twice a year has been just a reunion. That's it. Yeah. That's all it's been.
It's the people that we've met over the years.
Yeah, because it was built on Discord, and that was the whole. That was the whole mission. The whole purpose was to build this Discord community. And so we got really close with a lot of these people 4 or 5 years ago and talked all of the time. But we only knew each other off of Discord. It's just a really tight community of people that are on there just all the time, all day and night, and just hang out there and full of like tens of thousands of people, just full of people. But we met a lot of them on Discord, and that's really where... It was a place to gather everybody together and meet and do all that. And so it was good to see everybody. We haven't seen, I mean, some of those people we haven't seen in since like 4 years ago when we first met them.
Yeah, there was,
some people we've never met. We've
talked to them. Because we'll see people and we kick off just how we left. Like, it's like we never even, but it's like, when's the last time we actually saw each other in person?
Oh, yeah. This one, a lot.
Not a Snapchat.
Or at this one, too. It was a lot of people.
Yeah. I'm like, shit, we haven't seen you in, what, over a year? Holy cow.
People that you used to see all the time.
Yeah.
Everywhere, too. Yeah.
People we used to travel the country with.
Yeah. Yeah. And now it's once in a blue moon, and we've been doing Swinger Society once or twice a year, and we've been kind of gathering there for a while, but. It was a lot happened. So we'll start Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday.
Thursday started off with a bang.
Literally.
I got up at 3:30 in the morning to get a shower and dressed and got ready, and we were gonna leave the house by six AM. We didn't leave till closer to 7:30 or so, 8 o'clock. And then we left and then made it halfway and our car broke down. Our car started vibrating and the check engine light started blinking and beeping.
So we almost made it. We were an hour and a half away. We were on the opposite side of Daytona.
Yeah. So close.
And our car decided that it didn't want to cooperate. So,
so
I pulled over at a dealership and so they could look at it and... 3 hours and
lots of money. But we knew we were getting. They knew we were desperate. We were
on
the way to vacation.
I knew we were going to get bent over the barrel.
It was the part that it was something that would have cost, took it an hour. And
if it would have happened at home, I could have fixed it in an hour and cost us maybe a quarter of what we paid.
Less than that. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we took it.
But it is what it is.
Yeah, it was just one of those.
We made it secrets.
Super late. We didn't get there until 8 o'clock, 8:30.
It wasn't that late, was it?
Yeah, it was dark. Like, it's right after we got there, it got dark, like, immediately.
It was, but, yeah, I mean, we got there, we unpacked and decorated the room right away.
Yeah, and then it got dark pretty quickly.
And
we were staying with the Lees, and they... We're coming like 10.
They showed up at like 9:30.
Yeah, something like that.
We got there, got unpacked, decorated the room, and then we started wandering and finding people.
Yeah, we were off to quick start. We ran around.
Yeah. We met friends that we've been talking to for just a couple months. Like, they came straight to our room straight away, almost. And... We kick it off with, tequila shots.
As we do. We went through a lot of tequila.
We definitely did. But then we kind of, when we go to Secrets, we'll gather in our room, we'll hang out, we'll talk for a little bit, and then as the group will collectively just start wandering together in herds.
Yeah, you get bored or you hear a noise or literally anything.
Yeah,
distracts everybody.
And
then somebody's gone, and then everybody follows. And then you just kind of, especially in the evenings and nighttime, you wander the hallways. You go from room to room. you go in the pool, the hot tub. That's what you just do in the evening.
Yeah.
So especially well, in I the think early like days.
Our first time, we go find our people and then we explore the rooms.
Yeah, you find each other.
Because like we saw a couple rooms we've never been in before this time.
Yeah.
And so we're exploring, and everybody hangs out there for maybe an hour or so, if half hour to an hour, and then we'll move on.
Yeah. We were trying to get unpacked and ready and settled and everything, but like, you have to kind of close your door, close your blinds, and do what you want to do in your room because you won't have any more time to do it than that. Like,
yeah,
you can't let anybody know you're there yet.
Yeah, because
just
once,
stay quiet and get in your room, sneak all your stuff in, close your blinds, close your door, and then you come out and emerge and appear. It happened so fast that I wore an Amish dress like all night long because I didn't have time to change. And
there were comments about Little House on the Prairie.
I was
Sarah Ingalls.
I said that. I was like, I'm feeling. I need to get out my Amish clothes.
Yeah.
It was cute. It was flowy, but it wasn't swinger and definitely wasn't secret. So
yeah. No, it's pretty. I love the dress on you, but it's not.
It was not the vibe at all. But it happens so fast because as soon as you start seeing your people, they start seeing you. Everybody starts running towards each other. And then you have a group of 20 people gathering. So it goes very fast. It's hard to explain.
It does.
It's hard to explain.
So
yeah, we went to bed pretty early that night.
Because
we all had been traveling. Like, I got up at, like, 3:30 to get ready to leave and all of that. So, we went to bed early.
Mm-hmm. And we knew that the party was really going to start.
Yeah. We wanted to rest because we knew we weren't going to be resting much all weekend. So, we know better.
And then we woke up Friday around, 10? When the music starts. Woke us up.
Yeah.
And got bathing suits on and went and hung out.
Yeah, did the same, pretty much repeat.
Yeah, rinse, repeat.
You found the rest of your people, found other people that were getting there Friday.
Get up, eat a little something for breakfast, and head out to the pool and start meeting everybody. And so we hung out there for a little.
We never touched water.
Yeah.
Friday.
We were wandering around the pool all day.
The intention was, we were in a bathing suit.
Yeah.
The intentions were to go swimming. That was what we kept trying to do. But it's always like, it's hard to explain. It sounds so crazy when you're talking about it as an adult, normal human being. But you have to understand, like, there's a group of people, at least 4 people, 6 people. You know, usually we go everywhere in this little group of people. And then one person has to go to the bathroom. One person has to go change the clothes, someone has to go do this, someone has to go get a drink, and you end up just going with whoever's moving at the time, and like you just kind of go on adventures, and then you meet new people.
Looking for a fresh way to connect in the lifestyle? Welcome to the Playground, a modern space where open-minded adults meet, explore, and create unforgettable connections.
Built for the lifestyle community, the Playground is where curiosity meets connection. Ready to join the fun? Click the link below and start your adventure with the Playground today.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Well, you're always meeting people.
It takes an hour to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Because something as simple as, I'm just going to go to our room and go pee.
Yeah.
It's on that walk to your room. You're going to run into 10 people. Yeah.
45.
And talk to each one of those people for 5-10 minutes.
And they're going to introduce you to their neighbor, and they're going to show you their room, and they're going to tell you about this, and then they're going to have people come. Somebody's got a dog, then they're all outside, and someone has to run somewhere to do something. It's time just is weird there.
It really is.
Time is so weird. All of a sudden it's nighttime. It's time to get ready for the party. That's just how swinger time works in general, but secrets, it's amplified because you get up and it doesn't stop.
Yeah, then we went back to the room and we started putting our pirate stuff on.
Yeah, Friday.
Because it was the pirate party.
Pirate something. Almost pirate.
Something about treasures.
Pirate treasure or something.
Yeah, it was pirate themed.
It always has a cliche like saying or phrase.
Yeah.
Tiki Freaky was Saturday or Peaky.
Yeah, Tiki Freaky was Saturday.
Yeah.
And then this was something about.
Yeah, I wasn't crazy about the themes for this one for sure. They're probably. I mean, I actually ended up redeeming myself and finding a pretty decent pirate costume, but that had me worried.
I loved your pirate costume. It was good.
Had me worried.
It was real good.
I have one 360 video with me in that. Other than that, no photo evidence that I was in that. He bought a whole pirate. Like, he doesn't really do costumes. We don't really ever do costumes for you. Usually you just wear like a suit or a dress shirt or something. Yeah. You went full pirate costume, whole fish bang. No picture evidence except one three thing.
We did one 360.
So glad we did that 360 or we'd have no pictures of us in those costumes. We need to put them on.
I got a selfie with Mike too.
Yeah, but it's all like face stuff. Like you can't see the costume. Yeah. And I was like, we might have to put the costume. That was a good costume. We might have to put it on and just take pictures just to pretend that we got pictures because we failed. We failed. I started out the weekend, as always, being so excited to get as much content, room tours, go in everybody's rooms and film and do all the pictures. I brought at least 12 sets of lingerie that I, like, brand new sets. Mm-hmm. We were going to take pictures. And I mean, when you're staying with a girl, it does, the chances of you having lingerie time is pretty high. I don't know, here lately, I don't remember the last time that we've successfully done lingerie pictures with other girls. It seems like every single time for the at least last 6 months, it's been like, we're going to do pictures, and then nobody does. So we always start out with good intentions, but time's different there. Time flies. It's different. Yeah, we went to Pirate Night, and we went down to the club. We went and got our pictures and our videos like we do and wander down there, and you start seeing who's down there. And DJ Life of Spice was DJing Friday night. So we were spoiled. We had to see him. We haven't seen him in a minute, and he does a great set.
Killed it, always.
Yeah, he always kills it, always, every time. But I went to go get on stage because no one was around. No one was up there. It was quiet, and he was just kind of like hanging out. And I saw my opening. I was like, I'm going to go up there. I just want to go say hi. I never go on stage. I never go say hi to him when he's up there. And I was like, I'm going to do it. I was feeling brave. And I walked up there, and there was like this step thing. Or some kind of step thing right next to him. And I went to go, like, talk to him. And I hit my shin. I ran my shin.
You messed your shin up.
Fell over on top of the stage. In front of everybody. So, yeah. That's how that went. That's why I just don't. But I was really feeling good about it. I was like, I think this is going to be, like, one of the last times we see him perform and DJ. Yeah. So I was like, before it's over, I want to make sure I go and say hello to him and make sure he knows that we're here and stuff. And yeah, no, I'm just graceful. And it wasn't even because I was drunk or anything. I just tripped. I tripped stupid. It was a dumb
every time I've mistake. Fallen Ugh. Is hasn't been because no. I've been drunk. It's because no. I'm clumsy.
I get up and I'm like, no, I'm fine. No, like, I am fine.
Like, every time I fall in front of somebody, they automatically assume out. I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
you're feeling good. Yeah. Yeah.
But actually, I'm completely sober.
Oh, yeah. I just can't walk, and I just fall a lot.
Yeah.
I trip. But
I'm just clumsy as shit.
Yeah, so I all weekend, I had the biggest knot. It was a knot on my
your
shin.
Your shin.
It was bad. I think it might be the worst bruise I've ever had in my whole entire life. And not only that, it wasn't even the bruise. I can do bruises. That's fine. It was the constant throbbing all weekend. Like, it felt like it was going to explode all weekend long. So that was fun. And it was not cute either. It's so gross. But yeah, that was my embarrassment for Friday. But we stayed in the club. We had a good time at the club Friday. We usually don't stay in the club very often or very much.
Yeah.
But
well, so
we had friends.
Friends there that
it was their
they
first
decided
time.
Yeah. It was their first time at Secrets, and they decided they were going to get a VIP booth, and they invited us over there to hang out with them for most of the night.
Yeah, most of our friends went
so we were up
over
there.
Too. So we had a whole group of our friends.
We were over there for most of the night.
It's nice to have space to just have that you can stand in, sit down, put your stuff in.
And then in Secrets Manor, Swinger Manor, we went, hung out with our friends who introduced us to more of their friends.
And then we all made friends with
each
other.
And then we all made friends with each other.
That's what we do. We introduce our friends to their friends and them to their friends, and then we're all best friends.
Friday night was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, we stayed in the club for quite a while. It was a good night. Everybody was dying, sweating.
But
and everything.
We didn't.
I felt comfortable.
Normally, we go to the club, we dance, we get hot, and then we end up naked in the pool. But we didn't do that Friday night. We danced in the club for, I'd say we were in the club for a couple hours.
Yeah, for a while.
And
a long time.
We were in there for a while.
It was fun, though. Everybody was just having the best time.
Yeah.
So good. I love dancing in the middle of the group.
And then
finding people.
Did we close the club down Friday?
Well, it was pretty close, I think.
We almost closed. I don't think we closed. They were
starting to like
they were the VIP section that we were in, they were just starting to
clean up. Yeah. Yeah.
So we're like, all right, that's our cue.
And everybody was kind of done and over. Yeah. Okay.
But in there so long. That's the time where we go back to our room.
Make new plans.
And yeah. After party.
We make new plans. Because, again, we're excited. Everyone's excited. Yeah. We miss these people. I don't, like, unless you're in the lifestyle, unless you really get it and you go to these events and stuff or you're a part, especially with an online-based community, you just don't see each other in person ever. Yeah. You talk, and a lot of these people you're talking to every day of your life.
Yeah.
All of the time. And you just see each other once in a blue moon. And so when you get together and you're, especially when you're all staying on site, you all have your own rooms, accommodations. No one's driving anywhere. No one has to worry about shuttles or Ubers or any of that. And you can just like let your hair down and you know you're not going to leave until Monday, Tuesday, or whatever you're leaving, Sunday.
Yeah.
It's like a whole different feeling because you just get, everyone gets so excited because it's emotional. It's, you know, it's a community of people. And we also like to party. And we like to hang out with friends that like to party. Our friends go hard.
That
we try to keep up. We try to keep up. Like all we do is just keep up. We're just keeping up hard. Always. And we love, we don't get very.
But I think it's we spend 3 days together out of maybe once or twice a year. Mm-hmm. And so we don't want to go to bed. So we're up until the sun comes up.
Yeah, because we don't want to miss 1 minute because it's the feeling is
we're soaking
so
up as much time as we can in a short.
Yeah. Because we know it's going to be over in 3 seconds. We all know it's going to be over and we're all excited to be together finally. And there's just no explaining it unless you know what that's like. And especially online communities and stuff, people that you don't ever get to see in real life. It's a lot different than seeing your friends every once in a while.
Friday was the beginning of my transformation.
Hey there, listeners. Are you looking to prioritize your sexual health and wellness? We've got just a thing for you. Shameless Care offers at-home testing kits, telehealth consultations, and even treatment for ED and performance anxiety for when you want to play, but your body says otherwise. It's convenient, discreet, and all about keeping you at your best. And guess what? We've teamed up with them to give you an exclusive discount. Use code HOT, that's code H-O-T, at checkout to get $30 off your first order. Don't walk, run. It's time to take charge of your sexual health today with Shameless Care because your health is nothing to be ashamed of.
Yes.
Yeah. So Friday I acquired this hat that I've been wearing since.
Yeah, I did. I had a hat on too. Everybody's just wearing a hat all weekend.
But I put it on and I'm not normally a hat person. I put it on and I looked at you and said, I look like a fuckboy. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to own it. And I had this on all weekend and lived my best life.
That's true. That's all we did.
But anyway, so Friday night after the club, we ended up in our room with a big group of people.
Which doesn't happen very often.
No, usually we go to other people's
rooms. Usually we're never in our room, ever.
There was a big group of people in our room.
Yeah. Well, we had a good location, too. Anytime we're on that front side, we gather a group every single time. When we're on that one side, we had 141 this time. So it was like right next to the new tiki bar.
Yeah. And everybody that was like coming out of the club towards the tiki bar, they could see us over there. So they would all wander over and we'd all hang out there.
And we had our
new friends, old friends.
We had music on. We had lights.
Yeah.
Motherfucking Lee's there. Like he
is
like,
the
Mike's
light.
Mike's known as the light person. So he has all the lights. He sets the whole room up. He spent all the time getting the lights all set up. And so we had it looking like its own little club. So it was like its own little after party club. And it was on the inside, which is always just busy. It's just a busier room. Yeah. When we have a room on the outside, it's very quiet. It's much more quiet and just us vibe, where the inside is much more just friends find us easier.
Yeah.
Because your window's right there and they look in and tap and knock and everyone knocks on your door as they're going by. And then you just, it's crazy.
it's
a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Unless you've been there, you don't really understand, but it's people. So knocking on your door pretty much all the time or coming in or looking in your window or something. It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot. So if you you want privacy and you want to be quiet and you don't want all of that, definitely recommend like a second floor or the outside room.
Yeah.
But if you want to have a party and you want to have throw a good party and you want to gather all your friends and have a crazy time, definitely do first floor.
Yeah.
Inside, facing the pool, because all of those rooms.
Interior, first floor.
Yeah, all of them, because they're fun. They're fun.
Yes.
I like it. But we enjoy it.
Yeah, we were up till probably 4:30, 5 o'clock that morning.
Yeah, and I had to be up at 8 o'clock for a photo shoot. I had to be up at 7, 6:45 actually. Yeah. To be starting a photo shoot at 8 a.m. It's a good time.
I don't remember your alarm going off or anything. Yeah, I was moved. Out like a light.
Nobody moved. I had to be at my friend Lady Hayes' room. She was doing it with me. So there was like 5 or 6 of us girls. And our friend M, she's from Voluptuous Vixen. She makes t-shirts and bathing suits and all size inclusive everything. And she's amazing. So beautiful. Just inside and out, I love her so much. But she wanted to do a photo shoot. She has a photographer. She lives near there, so she knows people nearby. And
yeah,
it's a photographer that we follow on Instagram, has followed us for a long time and stuff. So I was excited to just meet him and get to know him. I've seen all of her pictures and different stuff he's done. And so we did a little photo shoot with her bathing suits. But I was so outside of my comfort zone. And I was like so nervous about it.
Yeah,
the entire time, because I knew. And then when getting no sleep at all, because I just closed my eyes for 2 minutes and woke back up and had to go get ready for a photo shoot, was like, I knew it. 8 a.m. is just...
That is early. But it's secrets. It's the only time slot she could get. Yeah.
I know.
So there were other people. I
understand
pool.
Why and stuff. But I did it. I was proud of myself. All of us showed up and got up ready to go. And we did a little photo shoot by the pool. And I was so honored to be a part of that, because it was just a good, beautiful, amazing group of girls. It was all about lifting each other up and hyping each other up, and it was good. All good vibes. But we did that, and that was done like 10:30-ish, I'll say, about 10.
You came back to the room, and you woke us up, because we're all still in bed, and you're like, we have... pizza margaritas at noon.
Oh yeah.
And it was already 11.
Right. It was 11. Yeah, that's right. Because I was like, we have an hour. Our room was completely trash. The previous night there was just stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
Like clothes and everything was everywhere. So I was like, I don't want to wake you guys up. I was coming in and out trying not to wake you up, but also it got to the point where I was like, we have an hour to have this room cleaned and people coming over, because we were doing
pizza margaritas.
And we had to have pizza to our room somehow, brought to our room, and margaritas made in an hour. And I knew that was pushing it. So I was like, sorry, guys, I love you, but you guys got to get up because we got to get ready because people are coming. So we did that, and we got there. We did it in time. We all made it all back. Everything was done by noon. We always pull it off somehow. We complain about it, and it's hard, but we always pull it off every single time.
Yeah.
But we had a little group of people, and they came to our room, and it was a lot like a room crawl. It was busy. There was a lot of people at the pool. It was prime pool time at noon on Saturday. So we gathered who we could. We grabbed them away from the pool, and I'm glad they came. They could have been pooling. They could have been pooling. So I feel honored that people took time out of their day to come hang out with us. But we had pizza and margaritas, and then we just resumed what we were doing before.
Correct.
Everyone came to our room again and was like, okay, that's over.
The friends we had made, or old friends that we've had and new friends that we made from the Friday night, said, hey, we got a cabana at the pool. You guys are more than welcome to come hang out again. We're like...
It was right outside of our...
And so we're like, room. Are you sure? You don't have to invite us. Yeah. They're like, no, we want you.
They literally pulled us in.
Yeah, so we hung out with them.
We went over there and... Just pulled all day. We hung out. They had the DJ out there and making bracelets. They had different vendors and stuff. We got to go shopping. So then that was pretty much how we spent all day that Saturday. Like,
well,
all of it.
No. I'm going to have a confession because I messed up Saturday.
I know. I was getting to that. I'm talking day. Pool.
So
pool time.
After pool time, everyone around dinner-ish time, it got to me. And then one of our friends, Pooh Bear, me and him were passing around Jello shots, and I was
that's
also,
where it went wrong.
That's where it went wrong.
He had a ginormous cooler and full of Jell-O shots and a backpack.
I took a little too many, way too fast, and then I end up going to bed.
Yeah, so excited.
I went night-night.
You wanted to try all the flavors, because they had like six flavors, and you wanted to do it with everyone that walked past the room.
Well, it was so much fun.
Everybody, every time there's a new person, it's like, I'll do one with you.
But then we were, again, all just hanging out next to our room, and then it all hit me, and I just went to bed.
Time to lay down. It'd been a long day.
And I didn't wake up until like 10 o'clock that night.
I woke you up after I was ready to go. I had done the photo shoot, so I was pretty much already ready for the day because I do bare minimum. If you see me at Secrets, you've seen me all natural pretty much the entire time I've been there. I don't put any makeup on. I don't really do anything to my hair. We're surviving there. Honestly, no makeup. That's the vibe. It's just very much pull something together. But I had enough time to curl my hair and do pigtails and stuff. And I was ready to go to the club. I would have been there on time. And then he was sleeping. Decided to go to sleep. So I was like, I think I'll wander down there, come say hi, go with the Lees since they're going down there and make my rounds and then probably come back. I kept telling everybody there, like, where's Ron? I was like, he's done. He's good for the night. He's done. He went to bed. It's been a long day. I was like, I'm just going to go to bed. And I talked to a few friends and stuff and wandered around and just kind of hung out. And then it's like, well, I think I'm going to go to bed now. And I went back to the room one last time because every time I'd go in there and check and make sure, you okay, you good, you need water, you need anything. And the last time I was like, I'm just going to try one more time and just be like, sure, you don't want to go down there or anything. You've been sleeping for a little while. So he finally started moving. He got up.
Yeah, I was dead to the world. I mean,
He just woke up and he was awake.
Well, you woke me up. And at that point, like, I was awake. Like, good.
I woke you up like three times.
Okay.
I was like, I'm surprised.
We've all been
moving
there.
Now.
We've all been there.
I'm surprised he's coming. And he was like, yeah, I'm ready.
I didn't think it was that big of a deal until we went to the club.
Next week on Hot Couple Chronicles.
He was walking around there with his little flogger, just tapping it and walking around, watching everyone, making sure they were behaving. And it was the hottest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. I was like, I'm going to die right now. I definitely am more BDSM than anything else. I definitely lean towards that. That's my world. I'm happy there.
Into their room, just to check on everybody. And the first thing I see is Lady Hayes with a pirate iPad.
He grabs the eye patch and just pulls it as far as he possibly can and just snaps it in her eyeball for no reason. Just didn't even know her, really.
Why? And so everybody was just kind of mingling. And then out of the blue, this happened. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I became unhinged. I was at the bar getting us a drink, and I come back with your drink and my drink, and everybody's just standing in pool like this.
We were super excited about it, and it was just one of the, we weren't even like, it wasn't even alcohol. It was pure, like, just laugh. It was so much fun. It was so good.
So liberating.
So good to just walk to the ocean naked. It feels so good to just walk into the ocean naked and sit by the ocean, and it's so good. Just be free, be ourselves, be what we're supposed to be, what we're intended to do. It's not that serious.
Don't make it weird.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.